This is a fact, not a fiction of opportunity here, that the matter of this should be treated extremely serious. See, http://conflict.colorado.edu/http://bayondintractability.org reversing the suspension of my account, infamindway@gmail.com would be only part one of a several level commitment opportunity to show your site higher moral class having greatness over hateness. But you will not do this. You're so prone to run the coursework of hate isolation that you are actually treasonous to our national security as a site that allows the haters to win and cause fear to be the running active interests on your forums over goodness, graciousness, beauty. How ugly do you want to make the community before it will break? In today's era of our society, it is about honoring something you may not even be aware of, the quickening of technology. It was enviable. It is time to change. When a neighborhood website turns unneighborly, a GRUUP address of change written copy, http://mem.gruup.net/%23crumblebone-the.good/%23tracy.clinkhard-depp-sheriff-san-bernardino-county/%23email/gmail%20-%20next-door%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20%20% http://mem.gruweb.net/. %23crumblebone-the.good/. %23tracy.clinkhart-dep-sheriff-san-bernardino-county/. %23email/. nextdoor-neighborhood-fears-full-address.mp3@gruweb2017. Great reasons us. You there nextdoor.com and I hear gruweb.net will unite peace. http://community.gruweb.net/. peacebuildingmainindexcommunity.gruweb.net/. 01/. Community address #01 directed to Denver, Colorado. Intractable conflict with Colorado Health Network, who has recently been reported with Glassdoor employee reviews as a hate leadership organization. You guys are everywhere. Ending with word of Pope Francis, one place these words do you hear now. From his private meeting with President Obama to giving the first ever papal address before a joint session of Congress, Pope Francis did not shy away from politics during his three-day stop in Washington, D.C., Julie Perch of The Washington Post. An excerpt from his public address broadcast worldwide live, to which this author here was watching and listening to him intently. He said to the world, to what I agree has been a part of my missing portion of my mission work ideal, I have no fix for this and I cannot totally be in this community work alone. This is what he told or asked or advised us to do. All of us are quite aware of, and deeply worried by, the disturbing social and political situation of the world today. Our world is increasingly a place of violent conflict, hatred and brutal atrocities, committed even in the name of God and of religion. We know that no religion is immune from forms of individual delusion or ideological extremism. This means that we must be especially attentive to every type of fundamentalism, whether religious or of any other kind. A delicate balance is required to combat violence perpetrated in the name of a religion, an ideology, or an economic system, while also safeguarding religious freedom, intellectual freedom, and individual freedoms. But there is another temptation which we must especially guard against: the simplistic reductionism which sees only good or evil. Or, if you will, the righteous and sinners. The contemporary world, with its open wounds which affect so many of our brothers and sisters, demands that we confront every form of polarization which would divide it into these two camps. We know that in the attempt to be freed of the enemy without, we can be tempted to feed the enemy within. To imitate the hatred and violence of tyrants and murderers is the best way to take their place. That is something which you, as a people, reject. Our response must instead be one of hope and healing, of peace and justice. We are asked to summon the courage and the intelligence to resolve today's many geopolitical and economic crises.